Just to give your listeners a bit of a recap on CTSAM. CTSAM, as you've mentioned, are the ceasefire monitors who were established after the signing of the agreement on the resolution of the conflict in South Sudan. So our job is specifically to monitor the warring parties and their actions concerning the permanent ceasefire. So recently, CTSAM have released many violation reports regarding violations of the ceasefire taking place in various parts around the country. Abarak, the Yei area, the west areas in western Equatoria. Another recent report was coming out of Pagak. So that's just a few, to mention just a few places. CTSAM has also been concentrating on doing a lot of training with the monitors and staff members. Training for us is continuous. So one of the focuses most recently has been on training in gender sensitivity for the monitors. And this really enables the monitors to go out and to gather information, particularly around the issue of sexual gender-based violence, which is mentioned in the agreement. And the warring parties have made commitments to not engage in this kind of behavior.
Yes, and talking about the gender-based violence, we had about sexual abuses that have been reported in. Yeah, you'd like to share that briefly with us?
Yes, so you can go onto our website, which is ctsam.org, where we have all our reports. We're numbering over 60 now in the reports. So these reports detail all violations of the ceasefire since the signing of the peace agreement. As you mentioned, we do have a report that concerns Yei and sexual gender-based violence in Yei. So when our team went down to Yei, we found a lot of evidence that indicates that both parties are engaging in this sexual gender-based violence in the Yei area. And we see it as really important that the details and that situation becomes known at the national level, to prioritize action at the national level with the warring parties and to arrest that situation on the ground.
As you did mention, there over 60 reports now that CTSAM has in your website. Where do these reports go and what difference are they making?
So the CTSAM reports to the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, which is headed by the former president of Botswana, Mr. Festus Mahai. So the CTSAM will report to the JMEC, and the JMEC then take all our information and will advocate and use their good offices, whether it be engaging the UN, IGAD, or the African Union. They are also their parent bodies. So in the same way we report to JMEC, JMEC will report to those institutions. And JMEC also uses our reports to engage the warring parties here at the very high political level. So when we report and submit the reports to JMEC, most recently we've also been able to get written responses on our reports from the SPLA. Now this is significant. Up until a month, 2 months ago, we had never gotten any written responses from the SPLA. So I really would encourage people to go on and look at those most recent reports and look at the responses of the SPLA. After we have submitted them to the warring parties, it is clear that SPLA HQ have gone down to their commanders on the ground and begun to ask questions about our reports and what is happening and what can be done to stop it. So for us, we see that as a very encouraging development.
Yes, in the past, CTSAM has expressed some concerns when it comes to restriction in some parts of the area, access to those places. Has it been made a little easier for you?
Overall, I would say we are experiencing less restrictions on freedom of movement, but that is not to say that they don't exist. We are still experiencing them, but maybe on a scale a little less to a year ago or 6 months ago. But nonetheless, they occur, and any restriction of freedom of movement is very debilitating to our ability to fulfill our mandate. So while I will say that those instances have decreased, it's still a big issue for us, and it's still something that we're engaging with the government on almost a weekly basis.
CITESAM has been criticized sometimes of, coming with reports and blaming just both sides, not figuring out exactly who is to blame, just using a blanket, blame for both sides committing crimes. How will you respond to these allegations or accusations?
Okay, well, unfortunately, what this really indicates is that there are widespread violations taking place. I think it wouldn't be a fair comment to say in every instance we blame both sides. In many instances, we're able to find the party directly responsible, even down to the commander. We would know who was in charge of the troops at the time. But in many instances, particularly where you have had battles where both parties are in the area, it's very difficult for us to distinguish one party from the other. But in many cases, we'll go particularly in the areas of Ye, which we're spending a lot of time in Ye recently. It's just very clear to us that both parties are committing violations. But if you look at the reports will detail which instances we feel the opposition are responsible for and which instances we feel the government are responsible for.
It seems some also involved or works here in Juba documenting, stories or abuses within the city?
Yes, so we have a dedicated Juba team that reside in our HQ offices, and they are here to monitor the area, the general Juba area and central Equatoria, but we also have a Ye team, so the Juba team would kind of pick up where the Ye team leaves off in central Equatoria.
Great. The revitalization forum is underway in December. What could you like to see at CITESAM? What could you like to see highlighted in this forum?
Well, CITESAM is following this process very closely, and we have made statements before, which I'm sure you guys have received, in that we have been helping the special envoy and JMEC to prepare for this forum. So we're watching it very closely. We would expect that we get revised timelines, particularly around the transitional security arrangements, and we would like to see a more viable ceasefire framework that will allow other parties subscribe, because as many of your viewers know, I'm sure that the conflict has evolved a lot, and it no longer looks like the conflict that it was when the peace agreement was signed.
All right. Finally, as we conclude this interview, Ruth, what will be your final remarks? What could you like to tell us more about CITESAM?
I would just like to say the CITESAM is an impartial, neutral organization. We're made up of over 120 staff from 16 different countries. We are here to monitor the security situation, and we're here to work for the betterment of the people of South Sudan.
Ruth, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. We always enjoy your time here. Thank you.
Thank you, Sevet.